And now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back. It's Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking. It's 717. And this particular segment is brought to you by SRGG Solutions, an affiliate company of Scott Rankin, Gordon & Gardner, Chartered Accountants. You can visit them at srgg.com. And we're joined in the studio. Our first guest is Bruce Judge, the regional franchise developer from Money Concepts. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, James.
I'll let you introduce yourself next time, and maybe we won't do that. I've asked Bruce to come in, obviously, because he's going to talk about franchises as a business model. So maybe, Bruce, just tell us a little bit about Money Concepts and the franchise model and what you do there to start off with.
Well, Money Concepts is the largest franchise organization in Canada as far as the financial services industry goes, and perhaps it's the only one. I don't know of any others. We responded to a growing need for financial services and planning across the country, and we figured that by going to the franchise system, you could provide the same for each person, no matter where they were. We're in a very mobile population right now, and I think that by being coast to coast, getting the same service in both areas.
Works well. So in terms of when you say financial services, what exactly does Money Concepts do then in terms of financial services? It's not a bank.
It's not a bank, no. It's a financial service, basically financial planning. And we help people do the planning, and then we provide the products to put that plan into effect and make the money grow.
Make the money grow. Yeah. That's the important part. Make the money grow. So how many franchises are there in Canada?
There are about 97 franchises in Canada today.
Okay. And you're responsible for this particular region to sell more franchises.
That's right. We have 11 in Eastern Ontario at the moment, and we're looking forward to putting some more in.
Okay. Now, how come you get to sell them?
Well, it's like...
You don't work for Money Concepts,
No, I don't work for Money Concepts. I work for myself. I'm also a partner in one franchise. I feel that you should be owning a franchise if you're going to sell them.
Yes.
You can liken it to a master franchise for an organization.
Okay, so if someone doesn't know what a master franchise is, maybe you could explain it in more detail.
Well, it's someone who sells franchises, brings the franchises up to working speed and trains them and gives them ongoing support, and it's a link to the head office.
Okay, so it's a focal point for a particular region then. Okay, so let's go through the franchise model that Money Concepts use for an example. Let's say, for example, there's someone out listening tonight and they're thinking, perhaps I'm an insurance salesman or I'm involved in the financial industry right now, financial services industry, but I want to do something different. What should they be looking for, or why would they look at a franchise opportunity with Money Concepts?
Well, a franchise opportunity allows you to be in business for yourself. That's one thing. And this appeals to a lot of entrepreneurs. You're going into a proven business system with tools, so you know that it works for others. And if you're willing to put the work behind it, it'll obviously work for you. I guess what we're saying here is you're in business for yourself, but you're not alone.
Okay. Now explain that in a little more detail. You're in business for yourself, but you're not alone.
Well, You are provided the products, you are provided the training, you have marketing support, you have the regional support, and yet what you're doing is developing a business of your own so that someday you can pass that on to your children or you can sell it, whatever you want to, but it is your business you're developing.
Okay, but if it's my business that and it's a franchise, it doesn't mean I get to make all of the choices then.
No, that's true. Now you got to work within the box, James.
Okay. So, what would be if you're looking at a franchise opportunity or something, I've heard the term turnkey before, sort of a turnkey business. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate description. It depends who's coming in to buy the franchise. If you're already in the business and have your own computer systems and things like that, of course you won't need that. But a turnkey system would mean someone would find an office space for you, or set you up with the proper equipment and the technology, and away you go.
Okay, so let's go into that in some detail. In terms of this particular franchise that you're involved in, I'm interested. What can someone expect, or what's in it for me as a franchisee?
For a franchisee, well, once again, you're in business for yourself, and it appeals to your type, being an entrepreneur, of course.
Let's talk of that a little bit. what do you exactly mean by that? How can you tell if someone, like you're interviewing someone to be a potential franchisor, for example,
right.
what are the things that you would look for that says this person, you know, would make a good franchise owner?
I think what I'm looking for is a person who is willing to work and they want to be rewarded for the work they do, not just for going to work.
Okay. So, and is there sort of some telltale signs that you look for that sort of red flag that and say, I think this person is a keener, or this person, you know, is looking for a 9-to-5?
Yes, they are. If they're looking for a 9-to-5, probably they're going to ask you how much holidays you get a year and things like that. But basically, you can tell just through the interview process whether a person is a entrepreneur or not, whether they're a people person, that's very important, and whether they're willing to work for it.
Okay. Now, Bruce, you and I, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Bruce Judge from Money Concepts and talking about franchises. And you can't see us in the studio, but Bruce and I, you might consider a little bit follically challenged. And and we've both done some cold calls, I think, in our time. So when you see someone who's an entrepreneur like that and you say, yes, or an entrepreneur, what's sort of the next step or the next milestone that you would look for someone that's going to be involved in a franchise?
The next milestone for us to support them?
For both, point of view and from your point of view.
Okay. Well, I think, first of all, once we get by the suitability, which is very, very important, then they should go around and visit existing franchises and find out if that suitability does match, and even if the product matches the person. We would make sure that they're trained mm-hmm. in those areas that they're not trained. And as I said previously, that if they are trained in insurance or mutual fund sales and things like that, you can skip a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
We're heavy on compliance, and that takes a fair amount of training.
So what's compliance for people that don't know what compliance in the financial services industry
compliance
is?
Compliance in the financial service business is, again, working within the box of the Securities Commission, being ethical and making sure that what you're giving the client is suitable for that client.
Okay. And there's a code of ethics that...
There certainly is.
Now, you have one for Money Concepts as well as there's one for the financial services industries, correct?
They're pretty well both the same.
Okay. Now, I want to go back and just touch on you talked about visiting the franchises. What do you mean by that? Would you expect them to go in and meet with other franchisees? Or is that something that you sort of facilitate?
No, I would help them. I'd either go with them or I would set them up to visit a franchise. And if they wish, they could spend some time in my franchise and see how we work.
How you work things. And what kind of things would you suggest that someone would look for if they are visiting another franchise or a franchisee?
A franchisee should look to see if there's technology there and how the technology is used. People expect things to happen instantaneously these days, and if you haven't got that, you're not going to be too successful. You got to make that happen. So
what you're saying is that if I buy a franchise, I'm not rich overnight?
Oh, no, certainly not.
Okay, so it doesn't happen overnight. There's a time lag.
No,
there.
It doesn't happen overnight. There's a time lag based on your experience. If you have no experience at all, you can be brought up over time. If you have some experience, you're up and running pretty rapidly. But I think the main thing is here is that you got to be aware that if you're going to buy a franchise, you're not buying success. You have to work for that.
You have to work for that. I just want to make sure all the listeners were on board there. It's not that turnkey, is it?
No, it certainly isn't.
Okay. Now, let's touch on the technology again. You were talking about, you know, being able to see that the technology is there. In your particular instance, what would be examples of the technology in your particular franchise?
I think examples here is you have instant access to the products. If you're talking about an investment, you've got that right on your computer screen. You can show how it's doing and the benefits and whatever of that particular thing. And in order entry, which means when you purchase it, is it happening within that day or is it going to happen next week?
Okay. So there's obviously some software involved and hardware involved
there's
there.
There's a lot of hardware and a lot of software.
Yeah. Now, the other thing you mentioned was the product. So what do you mean by products?
Well, the products that you're using in financial planning are basically mutual funds and insurance products, because that the insurance is part of the financial planning. And you can have limited partnership products, labor-sponsored fund products, segregated funds. There's a whole array of some of their GICs, whatever fits the client.
Okay. So one of the things in if someone is going into this situation or looking at a franchise, can they sell any product that they want in most cases?
As long as it's legal.
As long as it's legal. So there's no limit on your financial services.
No, we don't have any proprietary products. We go out and get the products that the client needs from the different companies.
From the different companies. And I guess in another franchise situation, obviously you can't speak to it necessarily, but I would assume that if they sell a particular product, they might be limited only to that
product. Usually how it is.
And I think we discussed it earlier, the difference between a franchise and a distributorship.
Well, a franchise, you're in business for yourself, you're growing that business, you will be able to sell it. A branch, as I would call it, is similar, but a branch is you're a person in an office working for someone else.
Okay. So let's for the people listening, let's wrap this up. And if there was three things that you could tell someone that was considering a franchise opportunity, what would the three things be?
I think the first one, again, would be the suitability. Are you suitable for that? And you have to make sure that you are. The other one would be, is there an ongoing demand for the service or product that you're getting involved with? If there's no demand there, then let's forget about it. And the other one, does the company invest in high-tech and support you in marketing and training? And are they there to help you be successful?
And how can you really tell that?
Well, you can pretty well tell that by seeing the success of the other franchises. And by going and visiting a franchise, talk with the franchise presidents. They'll be up front with you.
They'll be up front.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. We've been speaking to Bruce Judge, the regional franchise developer for Money Concepts here in the Ottawa area. And if someone wants to get a hold of you, where what should they do, Bruce?
Well, locally, it's 599-5477. If it's out of the area, it's 1-800-263-7579.
That's great. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Great. We'll be back shortly after the news. We're going to be back with Anita Velati, who is the president and CEO of ITAN Advanced Tanning Solutions. We were just speaking to Bruce Judge, and I think we're going to have a little bit of a surprise here. We're in the sales and marketing segment, and we're going to find someone who's lit a fire under her business and is really making things happen. So stay tuned after the break. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke. And it's News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on 580 CFRA's Business at Night. Brought to you in part by Full Contact Sales Systems, Scott Rankin Gordon Gardner, Chartered Accountants, and Good Life Fitness Centers.